This busy corner at 8th and Locust is hallowed ground, not only for the 4th Estate, but for all of us who have come here for 95 years, to peek through the windows and watch the presses run, to contemplate the massive globe in the lobby, or just to drop coins in a newspaper rack for the latest register. It's only a building, but one that has enshrined the freedom of the press since 1918.
You know, unfortunately, the building is just obsolete. I mean, there is so much that would need to be done from an engineering perspective to make the building last another 20 years, and it just really is not a good investment for us.
Kevin Johnson is regional director for Gannett, the publishing group who owns the register.
It's like going back in time a little bit here.
With a flashlight, we're foraging for memories in the cavernous underground space where the Register and Tribune newspapers were printed. Back in 2000, Iowa Public Radio was there as the massive presses made their final deadline before the Register's new printing facility took over. Every Sunday, three press lines would churn out close to 400,000 papers. Now customers can read the digital edition on their laptops, tablets, and smartphones. Former publisher Laura Hollingsworth and her team had to keep up with an industry transformed by technology.
Newspapers were a manufacturing business, you know, ultimately with the output being that newspaper, that physical thing to the doorstep. And today it's very much a knowledge economy, as you know, and a knowledge environment, and a lot of it's not tangible. So we're in a knowledge environment. It changes everything. It's sort of in the cloud, right?
The existing building represents the tired old newspaper factory. Borderline dilapidated, embarrassing restrooms, unreliable hot water. The 640 employees are scattered over 13 floors, making collaboration difficult.
You have mixed feelings because on one hand, you know, you're looking for something new and you know, wowie zowie. But on the other hand, you think about what all has transpired here.
Randy Evans edits the opinion page and has been with the paper more than 40 years.
You know, it's 9/11, it's the big mass murder, so you have vivid memories of what it was like, the afternoon when United Airlines Flight 232 crashed in Sioux City. The physical surroundings are not what is important. It's the people and the work that was being done.
Some of Iowa's most talented journalists took these elevators to the top. 16 Pulitzer Prize winners worked here, photographers, reporters, and editorial cartoonists. Former political reporter David Yepsen helped explain the Iowa caucuses to a national audience, but started at the Tribune as a police reporter.
I remember one time we had somebody come into the building and pull a knife, and it was somebody grabbed him and called the police and was taken away. And Drake Mabry was the managing editor, and you know, he said, you know, while you guys are sitting around talking about that, maybe somebody should write a story. And it was a great lesson of newspaper people who'd seen a news event arguing among themselves about how long the knife was and what he said and who he was threatening and what he looked like. And it was a good lesson for all of us in how oftentimes different people can see the same news event and had come away with an entirely different impression.
You guys have just had to listen to other Republicans, so it must be getting kind of tiring here.
Presidential politics are closely tied to the corridors of this building. Here, executives welcome Mitt Romney to the boardroom. In the last century, radio and television broadcasting originated from the Register's headquarters. This century, it is webcasting on the Internet.
Well, let's get started. I am Rick Green. I'm the editor and vice president of news here at the Des Moines Register here in Iowa. And we welcome you joining us for our live editorial board meeting today with former Governor Mitt Romney, who obviously...
Over the years, probably more presidential candidates have been here than any other building in Iowa.
Painters, we have plumbers.
In the darkened basement, we pass Workshop Row, where all the tradesmen kept the newspaper building functioning all these years. There's a collection of old coin-operated newspaper racks. As recently as 2007, there were 850 scattered around central Iowa. Convenience stores have replaced all but 150. Former publisher Laura Hollingsworth.
I think every person in Iowa I've ever met was a carrier for the Register and Tribune Company at some point, or worked for us at some point. So we have this massive footprint across the state of these memories.
Some of the most historic assets will be preserved, the accumulation of perhaps a million photo negatives and old editions in room after room going back to the 1800s. The negatives are boxed up with labels like aircraft wrecks, celebrities, and the Korean War. Kevin Johnson stands on fragments of disintegrating newspapers.
These are bound volumes before, you know, technology existed that let you scan things.
No, so 1913, this is 100 years old.
Yeah. This book has actually fell apart as we've looked at it. You can get a new suit for $9.75.
The centerpiece of the Register's collection is going to the museum, the enormous, one-of-a-kind, hand-painted globe that has dignified the lobby for 50 years will be on exhibit at the State Historical Society.
We had an old teletype room, Associated Press, United Press International, the old clackety-clackety, you know, teletype machines.
Except maybe for some of the newspaper alumni, there are no public tours planned in the final breaths of the Register building, a place that Dave Yepsen considered a living thing.
The building had a certain smell to it of newspaper and ink. The building would vibrate. You could hear that sound. It was a sense of news was happening, the power of information, the power of the Des Moines Register. You could feel it, literally, in the way the building would vibrate.
The city is thrilled that the Register is staying downtown, moving here, just three blocks east, to the Capitol Square building, almost on the same newspaper route as the Register's earliest predecessor, which was founded in a log cabin nearly 164 years ago. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.